Hello, my name is Kaylin. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I've been exposed, and I just went and got PCR and rapid tested because my boyfriend tested positive. So I'm trying to figure out, do you have something with the guidelines on your site where I could see, like, about going back to work, how long you're supposed to stay off for the state of Alabama?
All right. So what you could do, I'm not sure if you have these websites, but I can provide you with some websites that could possibly give you the answers that you're looking for. And that's adth.org or cdc.gov.
I didn't see anything on either of those sites that had any updated. I was just seeing if somebody could give me some. Oh, well, I guess you've given me all you can give me. Do you know anywhere else I could check?
See, give me one moment and let me look into this for you. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, and I am still here with you. Please continue to hold.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you for holding. Now, if you go to www.cdc.gov, there should be a tab that says Health Departments at the top.
Okay.
Let's see, one moment.
All right.
There should be a tab under Laboratory Capacity that says Community Mitigation.
And then there. Community
mitigation. Do you see that tab?
Hold on 1 second.
And it's right up under, directly under laboratory capacity.
CDC.gov. I'm looking on the right side. CDC.gov.
And that C as in cat. D as in dog, C as in cat, dot gov.
All right, let's see. You said go up under
Health Departments at the top. It's right beside. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It just says on the CDC.gov, it has Espanol and then other languages. It doesn't have
So you went to www.cdc.gov. All right, one moment. Let me see how I can get you to where I am. Let's see. Give me one moment so I can tell you exactly how to get to this tab.
Okay.
All right. One moment. Almost there. Okay. So do you see a search bar?
I do see the search. Yeah.
All right. So in the search bar, type health space, D as in dog, E as in elephant, P as in pig, T as in turtle, S.
Hold on. Repeat that again. Health. My phone.
Yes, ma'am. You're fine. Health. And then it's D-E-P-T-S. So it's D as in dog, E as in elephant, P as in pig, T as in turtle, and then S.
Okay.
All right. So on this, it should take you to travel, but on the side.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. One moment. So once you get to travel, one moment. One moment, I just lost some spot. Okay, so give me one moment.
Okay.
Right. Health departments. Do you see the travel tab?
Uh-huh, travel. And
okay.
Travel.
So, is it under your health? Do you see your health?
When I click on that one?
Okay, so at the top under COVID-19, at the very top, there's a blue tab that says COVID-19. Do you see that?
Am I clicking on the?
Okay, so if you click on travel, you should be able to scroll to the very top, and there should be a blue bar, a thick blue bar that says COVID-19. There will be a house. It will be a tab that says your health, a tab that says vaccines, cases, and data. Do you see that information?
Mm-mm. When you click on, okay, it says COVID-19. I'm sorry, menu bar, maybe?
Yes, ma'am. And do you see your health? Do you see a tab that says vaccines, a tab that says cases?
Okay, I see those now.
Okay, so click on health departments, and it's right beside healthcare workers.
Okay. Okay, so I clicked on health department.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Now, there should be a tab under laboratory capacity that says community
resources.
Do you see under health department?
Mitigation.
Ma'am.
Community mitigation?
Yes, ma'am. So you can click on that tab.
Okay.
All right. One moment. And type on, I'm sorry, click on community related exposures.
Okay.
And it should give you information under that tab.
Okay. Okay. Now, is that something showing where that's for the state of Alabama? Because I'm waiting to see if I actually test positive, because I'm trying to make sure I get paid for my job. But if in order for me to get paid, I've either got to show something from the state of Alabama where the guidelines say you still have to quarantine if you've been exposed, not necessarily that you have the actual
right.
virus, but if you've been exposed, they need something showing from that our area is still mandated to quarantine for 10 to 14 days or however long.
Yes, ma'am. All right. One moment. Yes, ma'am. And you're wanting to know if it's for Alabama?
Yeah. Is there something? Is there still a mandate in place for Alabama that if you've been exposed, you still have to quarantine?
Okay. So this is for Alabama. Now, referring to the mandate, give me one moment. Let me see exactly what they have updated that to. So give me one moment.
Okay.
But this is the information for Alabama.
Oh, under the CDC.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. So one moment. All right, and thank you for holding. So you're wanting to know after the mandate, will you need to quarantine for up to 14 days before you go back to work?
Yeah.
Okay, so one moment. And I am still here with you. Please continue holding while I look into this for you. All right. Thank you for holding. Now, I am showing that after the mandate ends, everything else will remain the same, so you would still have to quarantine.
Okay, so I still, okay. Now, can you show me, like, is there somewhere or someone that can email me something saying that? Because they saying they need a screenshot of that, and that's what. Because I ain't no way want to stay at home. My symptoms are over. But
yes, ma'am.
I definitely don't. And I don't want to infect someone else. I mean, that's just selfish. So.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you were infected or exposed to someone with COVID-19, you will need to continue to follow all the CDC protocol for returning to work. So one moment. I'm not sure if we can actually send you out an email, but just give me a moment so that I can look deeper into this for you.
So the job I work for CVS, they don't care. Like,
yes, ma'am.
Got some showing, they don't care if I come to work. But to me, that's selfish, you know.
One moment, I'm still here with you.
I think I may have found something on the Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. You may can print it. Now, I can't actually email it to you. The only thing that I can do is provide you with the website.
Yeah, okay. I think it does still say it says. Yeah, it says that we still should quarantine 14 days.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I could help you with?
Oh, that's all. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I just have a, Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and I hope we have been able to help you. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, and that was adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.